you don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
What up, fuckers? It's Christina Hutchinson.
And Corinne Fisher. You are about to listen to a clip of Guys We Fucked, the anti-slut shaming podcast. This week we have on stand-up comedian and host of the podcast, Oscar Aiden. We talk a lot of gay stuff. It's great. I don't know why I stuttered like I was nervous, like I had something. We talk about hooking up under stairwells, kinks that you find out mid-blowjob, and talk about first gay experiences. It's a really fun episode. If you want to hear the whole thing, you're going to subscribe to the Luminary channel on Apple by going to apple.co/GWF.
A guy that's not good at sucking a dick, I can't even fathom, because I feel like a man's relationship with his own penis is very close. It's closer than a woman's relationship with her vagina.
Right, but I also think it depends on girth. So,
oh my God,
I think sometimes
I heard a chuckle from the booth.
Big Dick Coscarelli over here, as they say.
But if you think about it, girth is different,
so
because like if I look at a man's penis, sometimes if mine isn't maybe that big, I'm not going to open my mouth that wide because obviously I'm not, you know. But if you know, I don't know. This is totally unfounded. Awful.
No, you can pitch whatever theories here.
Yeah, it's okay.
Right.
It's a safe space.
These are all awful, non-founded theories. But going back to the NYPD cops, so I'm going down on them, and all of a sudden I hear this. Now, mind you, I'm like in the thick of the bush, so I'm just going down on him. Yeah, and so I start hearing this.
What? Nibbling?
Like a mouse?
Like a bunny?
Like a nibbling sound.
And I'm like a rat?
And then I'm like, okay. And I was like,
no.
Someone eating cheese?
So then I start going back down on him. And I was like,
oh, you
like
popped up.
I stopped. And then I was like, and then I go back down on him. And I'm going to town. And all of a sudden it starts again. And it's like,
oh my God.
And I stop and I look up and he's sucking his thumb.
Oh.
He's like this.
Stop.
Wow.
Okay.
And I was like,
okay.
These are the moments where I don't know what to do.
What do you do with that?
It really it tests your how much of an adult you are in these moments.
And how GGG.
Like how am I going to, am I scared?
Right.
Am I alarmed? How do I feel about this?
You have to
check in with yourself.
What are even the op? Right.
He's got
I forgot about that part.
He's got handcuffs.
He's parked at a fire hydrant.
He's
legally.
You know, I don't know.
I wouldn't roast him in that moment.
Right.
Correct.
Yeah.
So I was like,
were you like, what you doing?
I was like, what you doing? What's happening here?
What's that?
And I just remember looking up at him, and he was like, oh, yeah, sorry, my bad.
Whoa,
and so I just,
he knew
what he was doing.
Yeah.
And so I kind of just was like, I finished them off quickly, and then that was it. And I was like, yeah, this is.
When you went back down on him, did he do it again, or did
he
stop?
He stopped.
Okay, because you.
But here's the thing I've realized is that sometimes fantasy is better than reality.
Always.
Yeah.
Always. But
always.
Also, if he were to have said to you, look, like, is there anything he could have said to you to give you a heads up on that specific thing that he does, sucking his thumb, that you would have been okay? Like, what would that conversation have looked like that you would have been like, okay?
I think maybe if he would have been like, you know, I really love the taste of wet. No, not really.
Yeah, I was like, what?
Taste of wet thumb.
I'm like, what can you say? I mean, what do you say? How do you preface that? The thumb sucking, because it's not like it's
stuff is just very like there's nothing like because I'm just gonna be then.
Maybe he's pretending he's sucking a dick. Maybe there's like a train of dick sucking.
He seemed like he was
trying to be his advocate here,
like sucking it in a childlike way. Because like for me, there's nothing that you can really do to okay baby stuff.
Yeah,
and then it just makes me concerned. Like, oh, is he like doing something that happens to him when he was a child?
That's where I went. That's where I went.
And then like once you do the Guys Who Fuck podcast for like almost a decade, there's no going back. And
you know all the things it could be.
Once you start thinking of molestation, there's no turning back. You
know, really sticks in your head when you don't want it to.
It's not.
Wow. So you never saw him again?
No, I did not.
Did he do anything to you?
No.
Okay, but you were satisfied? Did you like jerk off later?
Yeah, I was kind of. I think I was like more satisfied with the uniform,
right?
And then
if you can compartmentalize this thumb sucking, then you're golden.
Like that's if I can just remove that from the ingrained part of my brain, the rest of my life, I might actually enjoy the fact that I actually slept with an NYPD officer,
right?
And like, there's something really hot about you, like not really knowing who he was, him just showing up. Right. Like that.
Straight women don't do that, and I wish we could, because I wish straight guys wouldn't murder us.
Yeah. It's very unsafe, but I mean, there has to be like, I guess
I would love that.
What's like the safety protocol that's going on in the gay world though? Because I mean, it's
you
not
give
like
the number to somebody like, hey, I'm meeting up with a guy. If you don't hear from me by 8 a.m., call someone.
I mean, usually, you know, usually I do everything in the stairwell, so my super knows where I'm at at all times.
In the stairwell of your home?
Yeah, I do.
So you bring him to your stairwell, but not your apartment.
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah, I love that. He's like, well, they have my address. They just don't have my apartment
and
number.
And they know they're going to the stairwell, not your apartment.
Well, I like, you know, I take him to the stairwell and I'm like, oh,
you know what? Let's do it here.
Let's try a little something here. And then by the time we're into it, I'm like, you know what? Let's just finish.
Yeah. Like it wasn't planned.
Yeah.
They don't get pissed?
Huh?
That they had to do it in a stairwell?
Some guys are like, no, man, I can't do this. This is awkward. They're like, I don't want to do this. And then most guys are like, hell yeah, let's just do it.
Oh, okay, wow. Guys are much more down for shit.
You're turning Mike gay. You're turning Mike gay in the booth.
Turning me gay.
He's giggling. He loves it.
Also, by the way, like my super, like I will be, you know, my super knows almost every move that I've made. Like
he just
knows.
How close, what kind of rent are you paying to get these privileges?
What do you mean? I mean, he lives right next door to me.
Right.
Is he gay?
No, but he's walked in on me numerous times.
And he just doesn't care?
Yeah, he doesn't care. Oh, Oscar. Yeah. I'm like, I'll be up. I'll be done in a minute, Brian.
Are you always very on time with the rent?
Huh? Oh, yeah, all the time.
Right. Okay.
Although now they bought a new building.
Okay.
Someone bought our building.
Okay.
And I now am in a committed relationship, so I can't be doing those things.
Okay. Yeah. Well, good timing.
But, yeah, exactly. I think everything works out for a reason.
Right.
But, like, I remember once I asked my, you know, I asked my super, I was like, Brian, I need a ladder. And he was like, it's in the stairwell. You know where that is. And I was like, okay.
Touche.
This is a hate crime.
Yes.
I was like, this is, you're now being homophobic. So, yeah. I was like, this is homophobic.
Oh my God. So wait, what's it like? How many, like, are you usually in monogamous relationships? Like, or like, is that common for you or?
No, this is my first. So this is my first, I've been single for 17 years.
For real? Whoa, like, I thought I was having a tough time like with the 2 years.
I was single for 17 years just because like, I don't know. I think a part of me was not mentally ready, emotionally ready. Like, I think there were a lot of moving
parts.
Not
having the answer to somebody is really also wonderful. Like, it's nice to not have to be like, oh, I'm just going to order dinner for myself.
You can just not text your boyfriend back. I do it all the time.
This is not the therapy session I needed.
Just don't be considerate to your partner. What's your problem, guys?
Corinne's like, all right, let's start therapy right now, okay?
You guys, imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials at unbeatable prices. Well, Quince is here to transform the way you shop with a range of high-quality items priced within reach, like 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters for $50. What? The best part is Quince items are all priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. And I freaking love that for everybody involved. I love Quince. You can get so many items on there. Their sweaters are so soft. I have this beautiful hunter green purse that I carry around all the time. I always get compliments on it. And I'm like, guys, it's from Quince, okay? It looks really bougie. Oh, I love it so much. Indulge in affordable luxury, guys. Go to quince.com/GWF for free shipping on your order and 365 days returns. That's quince.com, quince.com/GWF to get free shipping and 365 day returns. quince.com/GWF.
So, no, it's just I didn't really think about it. I mean, there were opportunities to be able to date and things like that, but I was like, meh. Also, I think I was just enjoying being free to do whatever I want.
Right.
But it's interesting knowing that I remember reading on somewhere or listening to some podcast where they were talking about how when you have random emotionless sex, it actually releases endorphins. And those endorphins, even though give you a high, makes you feel lonely.
Because they bond you with that person that you're not going to see again.
Now you're feeling
Christina's
empty.
Christina's trying to blame it on that. She was like, feels good about yourself. No. Makes you more lonely. That's interesting.
She was like, and you feel better about it. No.
You're an empowered woman.
Okay. She was like, and scene.
But that's true. Anytime I've been like single and like when I'm single and not having random sex, I feel great. But like there is a point when I'm like on a like hocation or whatever we want to call it, where I'm just like having a lot of emotionless sex, where there always is a certain point or like probably like almost like a singular experience that I have where I'm like, okay, that was the last one. I have to have like a meaningful sexual interaction next time. But and you never reached that in the 16 years, or was there an ebb and flow? Like,
you know what it is like I enjoy you know, I enjoy being with men. I think gay men have love being with each other sexually. And yeah. I think that's great. I think what for me was, I kind of looked at it as I've enjoyed a lot of the random hookups,
right,
which is amazing. But at the end, I also kind of felt lonely afterwards.
Yeah. After all, like, of them or just some of them, or
a lot of them. Yeah. And after a while, you know, you go through the endorphin rush of getting off. And I think that's hot and people love that.
For sure.
But then after a while, like that only lasts, that happiness lasts for maybe an hour, 2 hours.
It's fleeting.
And then you're kind of alone and you think like, oh, you know, maybe I want a little bit more than just this. Maybe I want a little bit more
pound
than
town.
Yeah. Maybe I want more than just 30 minutes. Maybe I want to actually. And that's interesting is like before I met my boyfriend, all I wanted was a fuck buddy. I was like, all right, now I think I'm in the headspace where I just want a fuck buddy.
Yeah.
You know, I want someone that I can see on the regular, fuck around with, go and eat, because
comedy
picked up for me.
Right.
Comedy picked up for me. So I'm really focused and more focused on comedy than anything else.
Yeah.
So for me, a fuck buddy was like a great idea because I could just chill whenever I wanted to and we could hang out. But I have that space to go and do the, you know, do my comedy. And then it evolved and turned into a relationship and it's been exhausting. And I honestly,
how long is
I honestly should be getting a stimulus check.
What's
for this,
exhausting
but
about
you know,
it?
Like, yeah.
Huh? What's exhausting about it?
I mean, there's a lot of emotional into it. Like I didn't know that being in a relationship actually carried emotional weight and being vulnerable. And
yeah.
You know, oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it's not exhausting in a bad way. It's exhausting in me learning what it's like to be in a
Your
relationship.
Stuff's being anything that you have to work on, I feel like it gets poked in a relationship.
Yeah, like monogamy and like temptation.
Yeah, and you have to weigh what your priorities are.
Yeah, I can't imagine after 17 years of literally doing whoever you want to then like rein it in. Because I even think about that sometimes with like all the long periods of singleness I've had in my adulthood. Like it's very hard to back it up.
Yeah.
Like once you've experienced that freedom, even when I was in places where I was like, you know, in open relationships or stuff, it's like very hard to like re-put up those like boundaries for your self.
It's also nice to tell someone what you're doing and what you're up to and share your life with and share your cool stuff with.
It's been a lot of fun. We've worked through a lot of things because, you know, like he was in a long-term relationship and then got out and I'm in my first relationship. So I'm kind of experiencing having a boyfriend for the first time.
Sure. That's fun.
And it's fun and it's great. And I love him. It's definitely material. You know, there. So that's always a plus in the relationship is
material.
That I can use someone for material.
He means comedy material, vulnerable material.
Right. Yeah. Or also this also sounded a little bit like Silence of the Lambs. Yeah. Like I used him as material.
As flesh.
I wear him. Ooh, that's awkward.
How long have you been together?
We met last December and then I think we started dating and called it exclusive in March.
Okay. So coming on a year together and then okay, cool.
Yeah, coming on a year together. So it's interesting.
Do you live together?
Oh, hell no.
Oh, thank God.
Hell no. Okay. Hell no. Yeah. Girl, fuck that shit.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
No.
Yeah. That was the right answer. That was actually the answer I was looking for.
Everyone should, if you live in New York City and you have a boyfriend or a girlfriend, y'all should be living separate.
Yeah.
You really.
As someone who lived with a boyfriend for 6 years, I agree.
No, yeah. I was spending a lot of time over at his apartment and I was like, yeah, I can't do this anymore.
Yeah, because you need your own fucking space.
I need my own space. Like, I want to go home. I want to fart whenever I want. I want to play video games. I'm actually a very heterosexual man when it comes to like my alone time.
As you delicately place your hand on your
as
heart.
I delicately place my hand on my tan hoodie that matches your background and the fact that I look like a hummus platter.
I'm loving it.
Yeah.
Wait, let's get back to your sexcapades. I feel like I want to hear more stories.
Oh my gosh, my sexcapades.
Because I think there's a real difference, and like you kind of talked about it a little bit, like, but like you were trying to transition from like 30-minute hookups to a fuck buddy, and I think there's a real difference when a heterosexual woman says she's having casual sex compared to when a gay man says he's having casual sex, and then obviously a lesbian having casual sex is full-on marriage.
Right.
Just everyone.
There's no.
We just moved in.
You already have a child.
Like, if
together.
You looked up lesbian casual sex in the dictionary, it would just see, like, it would just say see marriage. Yeah.
Yeah. But, like, because, I mean, like, I'm... It, like, you, the things that gay men are able to do, and a lot of it does go into safety, as Christina mentioned. Like, I am jealous sometimes that I can't just, like, feel safe to, you know, have a guy pull up, fuck him in a stairwell, and leave. But, like, you know, emotionless sex for a heterosexual woman is, like, casual dating. Like, it is, it does involve eating, it does involve Netflix and chilling, it involves all these things. And I feel like there's just, like, so many more levels, I guess, when you're a gay guy.
I think there's actually less levels.
Well, you have two people, like, that are equally as horny and kind of do the same stuff.
Like, there are, like, everybody's always like, oh yes, the world is separated by 6 degrees of separation. I'm like, that's not true in the gay community. There's like 0 degrees of separation.
Everyone's fucked. It's like theater. Everyone's fucked everyone.
I am pretty sure I have fucked someone in every single country through way of fucking someone else. Like, if you think about probably had sex with someone in every single country by way of having sex with someone who's had
sex. If we do 6 degrees, you absolutely have.
Oh, God, yeah.
That's like, so Carmen San Diego.
Yeah, cool. Like, I've had sex with the world.
Nice.
So if you think about it,
you
like,
the world.
Yeah, I probably had more sex than all of your guests combined. Like,
yeah,
if you think
it seems
about
like it.
Yeah.
It. Wow. Yeah.
Get some passport stamps.
Also, I am very much into religion, so no, I'm kidding.
Were you brought up religiously?
No, I was actually brought up Lutheran.
Okay.
Which one is that? That's like an even one, like, that's a, like an even keeled one.
That's like the, I always like to say that's the light version of Catholicism and Christianity.
Yeah, it's a part of Christianity.
Yeah, it's like a light version. It's like hummus light. You know, you go in, you listen to the sermon, you sing some songs, and then, you know, that's about it.
Right.
Did you ever have sex where you were fearing for your safety?
Oh, God, yeah. I remember. Oh, God, yeah. I remember. One time I met this guy on a hookup app, and he came into my apartment, and he was like, you know, his profile was fine. And, you know, he
his online profile was fine.
What's fine for a hookup? Looked like he had, like, you know, just normal, like, suit and tie picture.
Oh, just for the pictures.
Yeah,
okay.
Just for the picture. Sent, like, normal suit, like, you know, work pictures, stuff like that. And I was like, all
nothing
right,
alarming.
Whatever. Nothing alarming. And then, you know, it was wintertime, so I met him outside. And he was visiting from out of town. He was in town for a conference. And so he's like, all right. And I was like, well, yeah, seem respectable. I'll bring this guy into my apartment. He seems like, you know, okay. So we get into my apartment. We start messing around. I have a very bad feeling. I was like, I get gut
your
instincts.
Gut. Yeah, and you listen to it good.
Yeah, I get gut instincts right away.
Nice.
And so I brought him into my apartment, but I didn't bring him in all the way. And I was
so
like,
wait, you're in the doorway?
We're in the hallway. Stairwell? Okay. I have a very long hallway.
In and your so, unit or in the building?
In my unit.
Okay.
With this episode, we'll be releasing a blueprint of Oscar's apartment because I think we need it.
Evidence, you know?
There will be a diagram of my apartment, the stairwell, and my apartment. So that way everybody can know. Like, we'll just put it here. And then I'll be like, all right. We'll do it like the weather people.
Yeah.
You know, I'll be like, all right, in the stairwell, it's going to be a cool.
He became threatening in the hallway.
Yeah. So we bring him in. So I bring him into my apartment. We're kind of in the hallway. We're like, kind of like feeling each other out. And I get this weird vibe. I was like, something doesn't feel right. And so we're kind of starting to undress. And all of a sudden, like, I turn around because I go to mute my TV. And then I turn back around and he's standing in the doorway and he's got all of his stuff on. And in his hand, I noticed something. And I was like, okay. And so
it's not a dick, huh?
Huh?
It wasn't a dick.
No, it was a needle.
Okay. That's not a dick.
Yeah. So
I mean, also, if it was just a loose dick in his hand, that would also be.
I was like, okay.
Oh, like a dildo or his dick. I was thinking his dick.
Oh, because I was like, a dildo will be fine. Yeah.
I mean, I'm not opposed to a loose dick. Like, that wouldn't be a bad. I don't know if you know how gay hookups work, Christina.
Dick.
Oh, you meant like a. Okay. Well,
that's what I meant like a dildo. Ooh, she meant a severed dick. She got goth with it.
Okay. You both took it to a very awkward place here.
We were like, when's the danger happening?
Yeah. You're like, get to the fucking point, you queen.
No. It's just there's, you know, danger around every corner when you're a woman. So we're like, let's hear danger from your perspective.
Yeah. So needle. I looked at his hand and he had a full on like needle, like something, like it was just
like
one of the,
oh my God.
Yeah. And I started freaking out and I was like, okay. And so what I did is I was like, okay, you got to go. I saw the needle and I was like, you got to go. I do not feel safe right now. I went outside and I get goosebumps just thinking about it.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I actually went outside of my apartment into the hallway, opened the door and held the door open and was like, you got to go. I was like, you got to go right now. I was like, I do not feel safe. Yeah. You have to leave right now. And he was like, oh, what's going on? What's going on? And I was like, I'm sorry. I was like, I'm just sorry. And so like that whole kind of thing was like a blur.
But you never actually said, I see the needle. He never knew that you saw the needle or?
Yeah,
or was he
I didn't
like,
say I saw the needle. I just saw it and I was like, yeah, I'm just not feeling it. You got to go. I'm so sorry. And so he got his things and he walked out and I kind of held the door like this and had him walk out. And so like, I was like, that's the stair, you know, I was like, I'm sorry, I'm just not feeling it. And he left and he's gone. I go back into my apartment and I'm like, okay, yeah, no.
Yeah.
I was like, because I don't know what was in that.
What was
needle.
It? Yeah, it could have been.
I don't know. And that's why I was like, you know what? I'm not going
to
take a chance. Like, yeah. I'm not sure.
And it couldn't have been good.
Yeah, I think it's fair to not.
There's zero scenarios where that was a good, that was going to lead to something even okay.
Yeah, and that's why I was like, that was like, you know, there have
I'm
been times where I'm like,
left.
Okay. Well, you know.
Men respect men more, maybe.
Well,
other men.
No, you know what it is? I was like, I get very masculine.
I mean, I love that you said it as gay as possible.
Me too.
Right. Like, I get very masculine when I get, like, defensive.
Thanks for listening to that clip with our guest, Oscar Aydin. If you want to hear the entire conversation, which I know you do, go to apple.co/GWF, or you can subscribe to the Luminary channel on Apple Podcasts.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.